In 2003, researchers in the state of Washington found in one study that they're trying to replicate now that copper at low concentrations in freshwater had an impact on fish's juvenile salmon's ability to smell. That's called their olfactory capability. And we know how important that is because we know that it's their ability to smell that gets the fish back to their streams and rivers of origin. So it was a very alarming study. When the researchers did that study, they pointed out in the study itself that additional research was needed and definitely that this study couldn't be extrapolated to saltwater, so additional research in saltwater was needed. In saltwater, there's a couple of things that happen. One, fish's bodies change when they go from freshwater to saltwater, so their physiology changes. The way they take things in changes. That's one. And then the second is that freshwater, especially freshwater in a place like Alaska, is a very pure water. And saltwater is simply not pure. It's pure saltwater, but there's a lot in it. So that also has an effect on what happens to the copper. So recently, there's a draft study by those same researchers, and it hasn't been peer-reviewed yet. It's still draft, but it's a study by those same researchers on the effects of copper in saltwater on fish. Those same researchers found that the effects on fish in saltwater of copper in saltwater happen at about 50 times the concentration that it happened in freshwater.